Hi, my name's Maya. I'm in third grade and I'm eight. This is how you make tacos. First, you gotta buy them from the carnival. The carnival, you can take any pick. You can take flour ones or hard ones. The hard ones make a good crunch in your tacos, but most of all, my mom takes the hard ones because it gives a good crunch anyway. Then you take out the meat, and then the rice, and then the beans, and then you take out the lettuce, or onion, or tomato, or salsa. But first you got the meat's gonna be raw, so you should cook it. After you're done cooking it, the taco should be ready. So you should take out the tacos, make sure you have a mitt on, and then you should let them cool. While you're waiting for that, we should refry the rice. After you're, let's say we should put it for a minute, like 3 minutes, and then after you put that, you wait for 3 minutes, and then there's the beans. The beans are the hardest part of them all. You gotta get hot water and then pour it into those big fat bowls, and then you put it on the oven, and then you gotta let it boil. But you need to put the beans in. If you want smashed beans, the smashed beans are really good. You grab the mashed potato smasher and then start smashing them. And for the sauce for the rice, you gotta blend tomatoes up in the blender and then pour it on. But then you gotta let the rice sit in the hot water. Don't mix it with the beans. You gotta get a new bowl. After that, you need to make sure that the lettuce isn't dirty or anything. So my mom rinses it and makes sure she doesn't get any gross parts on it. And then she puts it in a bowl. And my sister likes tomatoes, so my mom puts tomatoes on it. But after, I only eat them on Fridays. And then after you're done with that, you can get the cheese out from your refrigerator. Don't let it sit out or it'll taste gross. And then after doing that, you grab the taco and then just put meat first, then rice, then lettuce and tomato, and then cheese, and then the salsa. The salsa is extremely hard to make it a little hot, but my mom knows an easy way to make it hot. First, you put tomatoes, and green pepper, onions, and you need lime, and then you need some red peppers. You blend it all in, but make sure the chunk, you don't cut it, you don't throw everything in and then blend it. No, you keep the big food out, and then you cut chunks of it and then put it in there. Don't blend it. After that, you can put it on the you grab a teaspoon and then just sprinkle it on the taco. After you're done putting it on the taco, you can eat. But there's a dessert too. There's sugar cookie dessert. The sugar cookies are really easy. You just need sugar cookie dough and sugar. You just bake the sugar cookies. You can make them into sun hearts or people. And then after you bake them or make their shapes and then bake them, you can put sugar on them. Make sure you read the label, because if you put salt by mistake, it'll taste horrible. So put sugar. And after you're done putting sugar, you can eat. But sometimes your kids get hungry after they eat dinner and they say, "Mom, I'm hungry." Don't put the cookies in the refrigerator. They'll get old and moldy, and then you should keep them out and put them in the pantry, and there will be perfect to eat for your kids. Don't give them, just give them two. And white milk, and they're good to go. The
So much.
end.
Thank you so much.